We have something else I want to talk about here, and it happened over the weekend. Don't know if you saw this, but in Chicago, we saw two statues in different Chicago parks that were defaced last couple of days, and one of them was Christopher Columbus there in Little Italy. That happened over the weekend. The residents have now worked to kind of paint over some of it. And then there's also the George Washington, that monument in Washington Park that's been there since like 1909. That was defaced as well. Symbols of racism, many people are calling them. Do you agree? What do you think about this? You're seeing this happen nationwide, but this weekend we saw a couple of them defaced right here in the Chicago area. And, you know, it's a debate that's a part of all this, right? Which ones should come down? Should any of them come down? Should we, what is the importance of these historical monuments and how far should it go? Should it be Confederate generals only? Should it extend farther than that? Should you start looking at the exact records of every person who is featured in a monument? Is an important part of history to preserve for the good and bad of all of it? Is it, sometimes I hear with Washington, people say, well, look at what he did. He's the founder of the country. And yes, he was a slave owner. Should we honor him in spite of that? Should we make it clear who he was, but still hold him in high regard despite of that piece of who he was, those flaws? Protesters are saying that right now that they like a lot of these monuments to come down. They love, but not all of them. I don't know. It seems that so many are coming down in other cities. You've seen that happen during some of the more violent protests. And then now you're seeing just them being defaced across major cities. Thoughts on this? 312-981-7200. What do you think about what you're seeing here with these statues and monuments being defaced? Let's talk to someone who was there in Washington Park. I'm not sure, either shortly after or when there was some attention given to what had happened there to the Washington Monument in the middle here of Chicago's Washington Park, I should say. Professor Lionel Kimball, he's with Chicago State University. And thanks for being on the show. Thanks for calling in WGN, Professor.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you today?
You know, I'm okay. It's there's a lot going on in the world, and a lot we're trying to process. And when we see this, we're trying to be sensitive. And I don't know what side you fall on this, but I heard you were out there when that, or shortly after the it was defaced, this Washington Park, the monument of Washington that so many of us know and see.
Yeah, it was shortly after. I was out for a morning walk. You know, I think I was doing my COVID-19 workout that morning, and I bumped into a neighbor who was walking her dog, and, you know, she said that, you know, someone had defaced the George Washington statue. So I walked down to 51st and King Drive to see what I can see, and immediately I went on Facebook Live, and because, you know, I was talking to some of my other professor friends on about monuments and statues and Confederate monuments and all the other stuff. And, you know, we made a joke like, well, George Washington is next down in Washington Park. And, you know, a couple of days later, there it was.
Sure enough. Happens right there in the park near you. Now, you're a professor of history and African-American studies. And one of the things I kept hearing from people who live in that neighborhood, they said that, you know, yes, it should come down. This should not be the monument that we have in the middle of this park that we use because of Washington's slave-owning history. I think that was one of the points I heard. What do you think about that, Professor Kimball? Does that resonate with you, that feeling, that sentiment?
Well, yeah, but you know, I think the monument issue is very, very complex, right? Because I think, and just listened to you earlier, there's this huge conversation going on about these Confederate monuments in the South. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, we have, you know, there was an assault on the Christopher Columbus statue here, I think out in Seattle. I think Thomas Jefferson statue came down, and then we had the one here in Chicago. And I think there's a fundamental difference in my mind. I think the Confederate monuments, those were erected at a particular point in American history, and they were largely used as a way to support and prop up white supremacy and racism and white terror in the South in the Civil Rights Movement. A lot of those things came up in the 50s and the 60s in direct response to the Civil Rights activism, right? But on the other hand, we have these statues of the Founding Fathers and the people who were responsible for the Republic, and these things are very much entrenched in American history. So I think that the way we deal with these statues and monuments, I think, at least in my mind, should be approached differently. For the ones like Washington and Jefferson, Yeah, they were slave owners, and they were, you know, they did some very questionable and some morally heinous things, right, as far as owning people as property. But I think that as a way to understand our nation and our democracy, I think that we can't really tear down these statues without having very serious conversations about what they mean for us as a people, and but also how we can learn from them, flaws and all.
So would you put the Confederate generals in a different category than that? One of the arguments I hear is that, first of all, some people say, no, absolutely not. This is a part of history. Let's teach it. We need to learn from it. We need to learn the lessons of history. And if you sort of try to erase it all, then you're sort of saying, okay, well, you're just going to rebuild, but you just can you do that? Can you just erase that piece of art? And then the other people I hear who are in support of it say, look, at the very central core of the Confederacy was this pro-slavery movement. And so that sort of overshines the ability to not feel pain as a member, as a black person in America, when you see a symbol like that, when you see somebody who represented basically all that. Would you put them in a different category than you would Jefferson and Washington and folks like that?
I think I would, but I think I would. My personal position, I think, as an academic, right? I think Confederate monuments belong in museums, right? Because I think when we make this argument about these statues in public spaces and these shared racial public spaces, I mean they are painful, and the legacy and really the intent legacy of these statues are very hurtful to large swaths of the American populace. So I think that, you know, they shouldn't be in the public space. I mean, you know, right? We can't divorce the fact that these generals were traitors, right? And you know, and they supported the institution of slavery, which was very detrimental to our society, and really has these long lasting effects on you know, a third of our population. So if take them out of the public spaces, put them in the museum, and use as an educational tool, right, to talk about, you know, the Civil War, to talk about these issues of states' rights, about slavery, about chattel slavery, and all those other things. But take them out of the public space. And it's different from Washington and Jefferson, right? Because these were public individuals. They were part of the Republic. And if we keep them in the public space, at least do a better job in educating people about these figures, flaws and all.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to fly in Washington Park? If it just seems as it's going to be painted over until it's removed? Or, I mean, you seem to be on the opposite side. You think it should be there. And there should be more, of a lesson taught, maybe at the base of that statue. I don't know what you'd suggest in terms of educating folks about the full history, flaws and all. But do you think that they're just going to be under attack until they're finally removed? Is that where we're going here with this whole thing?
I would really hope not, because I think that just taking them down is can be seen as very undemocratic. I hope they're not. Because I think these statues tell us about who we are. And I think it's problematic if we start attacking all of these statues and monuments. Let me give you an example. I was reading an example in Boston, I believe, this weekend. And some of these protesters, monument protesters, went after a statue, a Civil War statue in Boston. And they defaced it. But for further investigation, it turns out that they defaced the statue of the white commander of the 54th Massachusetts. So they saw this white guy, the Civil War statue, and they defaced this statue, this monument, not knowing that it was celebrating the heroism of black troops during the Civil War. So, right, so I think this is a much larger discussion about simply what these statues mean.
Yeah, it seems like the defacers are not always doing the research before they deface,
no.
Right? It's sort of,
no.
that's the way it's working.
Yeah,
I so appreciate your perspective on this, Professor, and you saw it firsthand too. So I mean, there's an impact to that. Do you live nearby? Did you run?
Yeah,
quite a distance?
I live about a mile away. So you know, I got there. I think the woman who I ran into told me about 48th Street, 48th and 49th and Kane Drive. So I was only a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. Professor, thanks. You know, let us know whenever you hear things, and I appreciate you calling in today and listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem at all.
Let's go to the phones. Your thoughts on this, 312-981-7200. Did you hear about these statues being defaced? I mean, it seems as if this isn't an isolated incident. It certainly seems as if this is something happening across the nation in multiple monuments, multiple statues. Joe, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got thoughts on this?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for staying on hold. I appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Oh, no problem. Well, I've been kind of giving this some thought, and I just think these were horrific times in our history. And what is it? Robert E. Lee was a Confederate general, and I think they should be removed. I think maybe they could be put in a museum to maybe remember our history, but not be reminded of it. I mean, if you look back in history, I don't think there's a statue of Adolf Hitler in Germany anymore. And I don't think Saddam Hussein's face is up anymore, or a statue of him. It's just, I don't know, I think it fuels the fire in a way. I don't really see a place for him in public. That's
Let me
my
ask
opinion,
you this.
And,
no, I appreciate you telling me. Do you put... George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in a different category than you do the Confederate generals?
I do, yeah. You know, the Confederates, they were pretty mean, and they just didn't want African-American people around. And obviously, I'm not an African-American, but I don't know if I would want to be reminded by that.
Well, they wanted to be around, but they wanted them to be slaves. I mean, this, you know, that's the awful truth.
Yeah, I guess there's a line there, but I don't know that I would want, you know, statues displayed.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your thoughts, Joe.
No, it does.
I mean, it's a complicated issue. There's no way around it. I mean, you start saying, do all of them go down? Okay, that's one viewpoint. Do you pick and choose the ones that do and the guys that had the worst flaws and the ones who were about slavery, like the Confederate generals? Or do you, and you separate out sort of the founding fathers? Or do, if people in general believe that there is a painful part of history for whatever reason, do you start trying to take votes on what comes down and what stays up? It's... Geez, I can't believe we are here with the Washington one in particular. I think that one. Well, I was surprised. I just wondered if it was really a thing about Washington, or if it sort of had to do with just general defacers and not necessarily going after Washington or Columbus or something like that. Michael, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on this? What's on your
mind? Good afternoon. I enjoyed the professor. Very intelligent man.
Me
and
too.
He's got some fantastic points. Yes, we don't need to rewrite history. We don't need to take. We need to address the bad things from the past. But my two questions are, now with how extreme this is, are we going to change all of the faces on our money? And my second point would be, I think we all should be very concerned with the anti-Semitic people that are the spokesmen for the black community, such as Sharpton, such as Louis Farrakhan. I don't know how we're even allowing these people to speak when they've already been proven to be anti-Semitic. But if we're changing all of our money, I mean, how extreme are we going to go? You know what I mean?
Right. It's look at the history of absolutely everybody, and if there is something there that is offensive, do you say bye? You're done.
But I am concerned about the anti-Semitics that are speaking for the black community. It's supposed to be illegal. Louis Farrakhan obviously does not like Jewish people, and Sharpton, it's been proven fact, he's an anti-Semite. I don't know how we're allowing this if we're supposed to have equality. It's very, very concerning to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my children.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I got to pause here for a moment, but thanks for those thoughts. We're going to continue to take your calls, 312-981-7200. Stay on the line. We want to talk to you, and please call us if you got some thoughts here, but I got to get over to Steve Bertram with some breaking news right now. Steve,
can you wait
on?
A week, Anna? Can you,
I don't know.
Can
the lakefront! The lakefront! We got the lakefront open, right? Is that it?
The lakefront trail will reopen on June 22nd.
This is great. Oh, this is great.
So the beach is not yet in the parks east of the trail. But the trail will open June 22nd.
Wait, if the beach is not? No, when are the beaches?
They haven't said that yet. No, don't. This is a gift horse now. Don't look
okay,
it in the mouth.
Okay, patient.
If you can't wait until June 22nd,
mm-hmm.
and you can wait until June 17th, you could go to a bar.
The bars
are opening. Yeah.
The bars are opening.
Bars and breweries will be opening in just 2 days, June 17th, and the Lake District Trail will open on June 22nd.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Okay. Well, I know you're having a very important conversation there, but I thought you'd want to know
that. No, that's very important to break in with, so thank you. We will revisit that later on the show.
Okay.
Let's pause. Stay on the phone. We'll continue to talk to you about this issue here. 312-981-7200. That's how you reach us. We'll pick it up on the other side. It's 224. Back to the phones. Just a second. Let me say this. When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Tom Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN TV. We're talking about the defacing of a couple of monuments this weekend here in the city. Christopher Columbus over in Little Italy, where, as you can imagine, that might have really, you can imagine in a neighborhood with people who Italian immigrants settled, it would not be happy with that sort of thing going on. And hopefully we'll hear from you on that. Washington Park, also the Washington Monument was defaced as well. Let's go to the phones. Jeff, you're on WGN. Your thoughts on what we've been talking about here. What's going on?
How are you doing today?
I'm okay, you know, okay.
I have a different spin on this, and I've never heard anybody mention this in a long time. First of all, I think there's good and bad in all heroes. If you look at the history of anyone hard enough, you could find something in their history that you're not going to agree with or not going to like, or maybe even find something very bad. So you got to, you know, that I don't think they should take any of these monuments down. They shouldn't be defacing them. That's criminal. But you can find something good and bad in everyone. Any name a hero, and I'm sure if you give me 5 minutes, I can look through their history and find something wrong with them. None of us are perfect. The other thing is, and I'll probably catch a lot of flack from this, but I think there was a difference, if you look back the history, between slavery and the hiring of what some of those individuals called employees. Now, George Washington, I think, from my research, he treated his people very well. I don't like to call them slaves because...
if they weren't getting paid, I mean, and they're black at that time, I think some people would find fault with that. I mean, look, I'm not an advocate of taking down the Washington statue. I'm not. And I think that history should be taught for what it is, and that's important, too. He is the founder of the country. And I think that there's some point here where we can't wipe them all out. I have to get to
Washington
one more call, though.
Washington treated his people very well. Now, there were some slave owners that treated their slave owners horribly. I mean, absolutely, it was despicable. I have two black stepkids, okay? And I love all of my friends. I love all of my friends and relatives that are black. I love them dearly. I'm Italian, of Italian descent. Mm-hmm. But there were some of those, I hate the word slave owners, but they were slave owners that hired them with the frame of mind that these are going to be employees and they're going to help me on my plantation. I'm going to pay them. I'm going to treat them well, like Washington.
I don't know that you can draw lines there. Jeff, I got to get to one more call before the bottom of the hour here, because there is someone here on the line from the Italian Council, the Italian Civic Committee, I should say. Enza, go ahead. Thank you for waiting on for so long, because we're talking about Columbus. We're talking about Little Italy and defacing the Christopher Columbus statue there. Thank you, Enza. So what are your thoughts about it?
You know, I have to tell you, Anna, thank you so much for this opportunity. I totally appreciated the conversation that you and the professor were having. Mm-hmm. We need to be learning from our history, not tearing it down. What hurts one community hurts all communities. You know, we cannot spend our time trying to eradicate and erase who we are. I think it's very important for us to put all of these monuments in context so that we learn from that history. Tearing it down, defacing it, you know, that destroys all of our cultural heritage, as far as I'm concerned, not just Italian Americans. It hurts everyone.
Yeah, and I remember how the Italian American community really was upset when Chicago Public Schools decided to drop Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. I think people had hoped that there would be 2 days for that. We know that Columbus did not discover America. It was already discovered. There were Native American people who were here. We know that, and I know you guys have spoken out very strongly about that and included Native Americans in your parades and in events like that, because that's an important thing to mention. But it's still, it seems as if the Christopher Columbus piece of this, you've seen the monuments going down nationwide about Christopher Columbus. You just saw it defaced in Little Italy. You know, what would you say to the people who are doing this? It seems like it's more of a
movement. Well, here, Well, let me just go back up a little bit. You know, I don't know if people know, in regards to Indigenous Peoples Day, we always work hand in hand with every community. Mm-hmm. Indigenous Peoples Day already exists in Illinois. It was made a state holiday by Governor Bruce Rauner before he left office. It is the last Monday in September. There is a National Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, I was always perplexed when this issue came up because it's nothing has ever been taken away. We work in unison with everyone, and as Indigenous Peoples Day deserves their day, rightfully so, we have our own day, you know, Columbus Day, which, and honestly, and I'm the past president of the Joint Civic Committee, I can't tell you, there are more and more years in our parade where we have celebrated every culture. We had every council general that you can think of in Chicago marching in our parade a few years ago. And every year, you know, it gets bigger and bigger. Now, as far as these monuments going down around the country, I will have to tell you, Anna, I had the privilege, I was in Richmond, Virginia a year ago, mm-hmm. and I toured the Boulevard of Monuments. And at the very end of that boulevard is the statue of Christopher Columbus that was there, was there.
Sure.
It broke my heart because that statue was given to the people of Richmond, Virginia, to the city, by the Italian immigrants who settled there because they were so grateful to be in America. They were so grateful that a country as this would allow them to celebrate who they are. And that's what the Christopher Columbus statue means. Hmm. It's about, you know, us being able to be who we are as Italian Americans, as Greek Americans, as Polish Americans, as African Americans, to be able to come to a land that allows us to be who we are and to celebrate that. And so it's frightening because these individuals that are defacing these monuments aren't really paying attention to history, aren't really paying attention that it's important to learn from these things. And, you know, what are we going to teach our children? You know, that, you know, there used to be something that we cared about, but somebody decided to erase it. You know, you can't erase, you know, that type of history any more than you can erase you and I.
That is an important piece of context there about that statue. I didn't even know. I mean, to think that that was a gift from the Italian immigrants who settled there.
Many of these monuments, I'm sorry to interrupt you, many of these monuments that stand today are a contribution from people who are passionate about who they are. So when I saw that statue go down in Richmond, and I literally only seen it a year ago, I thought to myself, what have we come to in this country?
Right.
You know that we're at the point, you know, that we're taking our living history that makes us the United States of America, and, you know, without anybody giving any thought as to what they're doing, knock it down. Now, it is a crime, you know, to you know, knock down these statues and you deface them. There was an individual several years ago when they defaced the Columbus statue in Arrigo Park. He was prosecuted, and he paid fines for that. You know, he did not get away with it. He was arrested. You know, these are serious things, serious things.
Yeah, I agree with you, Angela. I'm so happy you called in, and thank you. Thanks for waiting on hold and contributing to the conversation, because I think it contributed a lot, frankly. Thanks a lot, Enzo Ranieri. She's your former president of the Italian Civic Committee.